Hello, and welcome to Apparitions and Alibis. I am your host, AJ Stallman. Now, I have been absent for a hot minute because I was wedding planning. And when people say that it's a stressful mess, believe them, because my goodness, never again. I mean, the day was absolutely beautiful, perfect weather, backyard wedding. I couldn't have asked for anything else. I mean, there was a couple hiccups, but nothing crazy that would like sit in my soul for the rest of forever and just be like, I can't believe that happened. It's fine. It was great. I loved it. Everyone I loved was there. So yeah, all in all, beautiful. Do recommend. But don't plan it. Hire someone to do that crap, because no. With that being said, I've been itching to get back on here and tell y'all some spooks and some creepies. So let's hop in. I have my dogs. I have my coffee. Let's do this. Now, if you follow the podcast on Instagram, you would know that I am recently married. And what did we do for our honeymoon? Well, we went to the Biltmore. Now, when I tell friends and family this, like where we were going, there seemed to be some confusion. So there's the Biltmore Hotel in Miami, Florida, that is haunted and full of stories. And then there is the Biltmore Estate in North Carolina, which is where we went for our honeymoon. Both have rich history and interesting facts, but today I'm focusing on the Biltmore Estate. Just take that in. Just take that in. Sit there. I thought our little 1,500 square foot was just like huge, because I was so used to living in like 600 square foot houses. Guys, the Biltmore Estate main home is equal to 4 acres. And that's just the house. 4 acres of house. Can you imagine cleaning that? The home is roughly 3 floors, but during the tour and walking up and down the steps with my chronic illnesses, it really felt more like 7 floors. Stairs everywhere. And I mean, they were beautiful stairs. Don't get me wrong. The hand railing was just gorgeous. Unfortunately, there was only one hand railing. And when I go upstairs, I like to go up on the right side, kind of like you're driving through traffic. And unfortunately, on the right-hand side, when you're going up the stairs, there is no railing. Tis but the wall and a very nice, fancy-looking red velvet rope. Now, when I look at something and it looks very nice and very fancy and very red and very velvety and very old, I don't touch it. So I use the wall to get up the stairs. It was rough, but I made it. I did it. Now, in 1898, right about when the house was done, George actually fell in love and married Edith Dresser, who was a family friend and was about 10 years younger. But I mean, you know, back in the day, older man, big old house, got some monies, you know. But I'm kidding. They actually really did love each other. And soon they added to their little family, and their only child, Cornelia, was born. Now, she grew up playing with the children whose families lived and worked on the estate. And these families loved the Vanderbilts, especially Edith. Edith made sure to visit the women of the families often and check up on them. The wives and women loved Edith so much, they would often bake her cakes because it was her favorite treat. So they're like, oh my God, Edith is coming, girl. I'm going to whip up something real quick. I wonder if they had tea. What if they just like sat and gossiped over cake and tea? How amazing to do that with your boss. Or your boss's boss's boss? I don't know. Okay. You're here for spooks. Not quite a history lesson. I hear you. I get it. I'm rambling. It's been a minute since I've done this. So let's get haunted. There have been claims that the most common place to spot ghosts is on the stairs. Some even think that the stairs are like spiritual vortexes that attract the spirits. And while on the stairs, I personally did not see any ghosts, but I was also trying not to die because so many stairs. Personally, I don't get scared when I look down. Like if you're on top of a building or you're at the top of the stairs and you look down and can see like the first floor, I get scared when I look up and see a bunch of stairs ahead of me or a big building like up in the sky. So I didn't really look around me to see if there were any ghosties. But other visitors have reported cold spots, being pushed, and weird smells. Oh my gosh, that just scared me. My phone is ringing. I'm talking about ghosts. I can't talk to you. You scared me. Rude. Where was I? Within some of the 250 rooms, there are mannequins dressed in period clothing. And out of the corner of your eye, I can totally see how that would appear to be a ghost or something otherworldly. In some articles and stuff that I read, they said that the other sightings have been George in his library. The library was said to be his favorite room of the house. He has been seen browsing the books along the walls or sitting in a chair and reading. Now, that magical. And late night, some ground workers have heard sounds of laughter and glasses clinking and party-type chatter, but you know, there's no party going on. No party. This big home also has a basement where servants' quarters, the kitchen, the gym, and the pool located. After the tour, I asked my wife if she felt anything in the building since it was supposed to be haunted, and she actually said the main kitchen, which surprised me. I didn't really feel anything there, but I'm horribly unobservant. However, the pool made me uneasy as hell. When looking at the pool at the Biltmore, it reminds me heavily of the pool of the Queen Mary, which is full of paranormal activity and tragedy. Just seeing an empty indoor pool with no windows in the room is uncomfortable anyways. But there have been rumors that a little boy actually died in the Biltmore pool, and I've actually had panic attacks once reaching the pool. A few accounts have said that there's been a woman dressed in black floating under the water, but since the pool has been drained and dry for many, many moons, how is that possible? Come to think of it, the Queen Mary's pool kind of looks like the Titanic's pool, and the Vanderbilts have a connection to the Titanic. In 1912, the family was booked on the ship that couldn't sink. But a week before they were supposed to leave, they decided they were really homesick and canceled their Titanic trip in favor of the Olympic, which was set to leave earlier. Statistics of the Titanic's wreck has stated that 70% of men who were first class traveling perished. Because of this, if George had been on the ship, he might not have made it. However, the family did not totally escape tragedy, as George's personal valet, Edwin Wheeler, was on the Titanic and did not survive the catastrophe. The Vanderbilts were heartbroken over this, as they were very close to Edwin. Some other happenings are hearing the name George whispered through the halls and seeing a woman dressed in black wandering the halls. It is said that she is wailing, crying with a broken heart, but no one really knows who this woman is. Maybe it's George's wife, Edith. Or maybe it's the woman who lost her two children while living in the home, whose diary has been found by employees. Also, at the forestry compound on the estate, there was a sex worker's murder. Apparently, the spirit of the woman haunts the halls of the compound. She isn't alone, though, as there are a few other spirits who were hung there that also decided to stay. And just to put the cherry on top, there's been an orange kitty, also seen meandering through the gardens. But there's one thing missing about this orange kitty, and that's his head. I didn't get to see him. Did get to see the gardens. The gardens themselves are absolutely amazing. I got to visit during their Biltmore in bloom season, which with it, in the greenhouse, there was a wee model train that circled around most of the building. It was adorable. You know, with all the strange happenings, it makes you wonder if anything horrible has actually happened on the estate. And yeah, while George is haunting the library, he didn't actually die at the home. When Cornelia was 13, George actually had an emergency surgery in DC and passed away very soon after. I did find a tiny bit of information about a double murder that happened in 1922 on the estate as well. However, that's really all I got. I know that there were two young women killed, and the gentleman who might have been the sheriff was caught and put to trial. I don't know if one of these girls was the sex worker who was killed or if these are separate events. Either way, I'm glad the guy was brought to justice. And that is a short, spooky history of the Biltmore Estate in Asheville, North Carolina. You have to visit if you haven't already. The home is grand and wonderful. The grounds are just pure magic. There's a tiny little shopping village that has very good milkshakes, and you can even get to meet some of the farm animals like piggies, different types of chickens, baby cows, and tiny baby goats that are just too cute. Ashton would not let me smuggle a tiny baby goat into my purse. Trust me, I tried. So go, run now to the hauntingly beautiful Biltmore Estate. As always, thank you so much for listening. Remember to rate and review wherever you listen. If you want to donate to the podcast, we do have a Patreon. You can find us at patreon.com/apparitionsandalibis. On Patreon, there are a number of tiers you can sign up for that are monthly donations to help the podcast run smoothly. Each tier has its own little perks like name shoutouts, stickers, snail mail, and so much more, so make sure to look at it. Feel free to follow us on Instagram and Facebook. I love you all, and I hope you're having a great morning, night, afternoon, wherever you may be, and I will talk at you later.